and gentlemen, Bob Saget. Thank you, Brooklyn. Thank you. Look at you. All excited, all hipsters, all smart, all drugged. It's nice to see y'all. Stoned people in the audience, that happens. How many people are stoned right now? Are you like dealers? What is this? How many people are drunk? I prefer stoned people to drunk people because when the heckle comes out of a stoned person, when you ask them what they say, they can't recall. It's like some DVR thing happened. I am really happy to be here. I'm honored you guys all came to this thing. It's a beautiful space, but enough about my penis. Sorry, I started with a penis joke. I apologize. I don't want to talk about my dick too much because I don't want to give him a big head. Now, see, let me tell you where that comes from. I'm on a plane, and I write down a joke to make people laugh because the world is so screwed up, and I can't watch the news. It's upsetting me. I'd rather just talk about everything below my belt, and everything's just fine. People just laugh. But if I'm on a plane, and I'm writing, I don't want to give my dick a big head, and there's a guy next to me, but he's not looking at my face, and he looks at the table, and he sees dick, big head, he's scared. He's fucking scared. What's next to him? And then he sees it's me, and then he doesn't know what to make of it because he only knows that I was a dad on a show. And that fucking show won't go away. It was Full House. Now it's Fuller House. One day it's going to be Fullest House. It's just going to be me in an urn on the window.
All right. January 10th, 2022. That's a little tribute to Bob Saget. Died at 65 years old the other night, Saturday night. Unfortunate. You know Bob from Full House and America's Funniest Home Videos. Yeah, so says Full House. NBC News reports Full House dad Bob Saget, 65, found dead in Florida hotel room. Actor and comedian Bob Saget, best known for his star of television's Full House and was found dead Sunday in a hotel room in Orlando, Florida. In the Orlando, Florida area, authorities said he was 65. The Orange County Sheriff's Office confirmed that his death, which was first reported by TMZ, deputies had responded to the Ritz-Carlton. Detectives had found him with no signs. Sad day. A couple of people actually died. Sidney Poitier died too, so. They're dropping off, you know. We lost Betty White, John Madden. So
they were a little bit older.
I understand that too, you know. But Bob Saget was 65. I mean, he had plenty of time. He was actually out on tour. He was supposed to do like 3 different dates down there, I guess.
I suppose it's probably too soon, or at least what the cause of death was.
Yeah, they're not sure yet. They said it doesn't seem like there was any foul play.
No.
Or imagine. Drugs or anything from the initial report from the coroner, but they said probably about 14 to 15 days before they actually probably released the whole thing.
Yeah, you get a little Mexican family know. And
yeah.
Or as he's a celebrity, so as soon as you say anything, everybody's going
right.
to know about it.
Yeah, so a little, you know. Sorry for your loss out there for the Saget family, of course, and yep. And the Poitier family. I always like saying that name, Poitier.
Yeah, very, very Frenchy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's two different yet iconic people.
Two different but iconic people reasons. Who made for different reasons. You know, people always forgot that Bob Saget was actually a kind of a blue comic back in the day. They only know him from Full House.
Yeah, where,
you know, it was like, oh, hey.
He was pretty raunchy in comparison to the role that he played. Or, you know, being on America's Funniest Home Videos.
Yeah.
Like, he's still like that wholesome character, which, I mean, even with the gross humor, he seemed like a wholesome dude.
Yeah.
You know, he was on, I think when Jeff Ross and David Tell had their
when they roasted him.
Yeah, he was on their bumping mic show.
Yeah.
And it was funny to hear his stand-up again. That wasn't too long ago.
And yeah.
Went out and ate pastrami sandwiches with fucking, or was it corned beef sandwiches with the fucking, what's his name there? Iago the Parrot.
I always remember him showing up in
Gilbert Godfrey.
Gilbert Gottfried. I always remember Bob Saget showing up in with Dave Chappelle and Half Baked.
Oh yeah,
you know when they're at the church and they're at the rehab meeting, and Dave gets up and talks about how he's addicted to weed, and Bob Saget stands up. He's like, "What? Weed? Get the hell out of here, man! You ever suck dick for coke?" And people are like, "Oh, it's Bob Saget! Oh my gosh!"
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. It's like horrible. I'm a weed addict. Spend 12 hours a day on a couch, and then the other six eating food.
Yeah,
and just eating shit myself.
I guess if we're just still continuing the way we talked about Dave Chappelle, I guess Patton Oswalt had to apologize for having a photograph with Dave Chappelle.
Yeah, I saw that photograph.
It looked pretty normal, like a backstage photo. You know, yeah. It didn't seem like...
You're not standing next to Clayton Bigsby. It's fine.
Right. It didn't seem like Dave was beaten on a transvestite while taking the picture with Patton or anything.
Now, that's... People have to make an issue where there isn't one.
Which, you know...
Should really be curious about, well, his wife, Patton Oswalt's wife. Died recently. Something with a Xan, something with an overdose.
Yeah, well, I guess she was like had a fentanyl patch or something, and then maybe took a Xanax or something or another. There's some. I watched that Gavin McGinnis about that whole thing. That's pretty interesting, actually.
It sucks. I feel for the dude. It's awful. It's dead and everything, but it's kind of like, well, and you shouldn't have given her.
Maybe not. Drugs. I don't know. Maybe wasn't the best idea.
Combinations of them. Like with the fentanyl patch and everything. Yeah.
I don't know. Back in the day, I definitely enjoyed some Patton Oswalt.
He's been on like Mystery Science Theater.
Yeah.
And
then he was
Red on Letter Media. Cameo.
Yeah, did that. And then, King of Queens? He was.
Yeah. He's fine.
He was funny in that. He actually had like a bit part in Seinfeld.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, his stand up was good. He's a good actor and everything.
I watched his most recent special maybe on Netflix. And it got a little preachy, you know.
Yeah,
I was like, all right, you know. You know, it's fine to make fun of politics and things like that.
It is.
You know, it's fun. It's fun. It's fun to poke fun at things. That's what comedy's about. You have to take that risk. But some of the jokes fell flat, and I was just like, all right, that wasn't... The first half of the show was really good, and the second half I was like, whatever.
Sometimes people have that. It's like you'll have a show, like not all shows are going to go great.
Right.
Yeah, and you get to the end of it. I think it was Tom Segura was talking about, and it's like, I just wish some people would be like more honest with you, because it's like you always have like your agent or whoever books all your shows, like, oh man, you're great. And it's like, you're going to say that no matter what.
You know? Yeah.
It's just like, just want you to be happy.
Yeah.
It's like when you get to the end of it and you know it's like, that wasn't the best show.
Sure, that wasn't the best one. Yeah. Yeah, you know when things aren't correct.
Then there's the opposite of it, where it's like some comedians will bomb and just not acknowledge it. Not even not acknowledge it, like stuff it down deep inside. Like, I don't think they know.
Yeah. I don't think they know.
You're like, great show, man. It's like, thanks. Like, that's not really? What I would, when I would get to the end of it and be like, it wasn't the best. You know, you have no idea.
Yeah, I have no idea that.
Just going to go on with life, aren't you?
And it was
unbothered by the entire experience. I wouldn't be able to go outside for a week. It would bother me. But everybody's a little fucking different. So especially celebrities. They're all a little different. That's why they're celebrities. And a lot of them, some of them can't fucking handle that, and they get all fucking loopy and crazy and full of bullshit.
They get all twisted up inside.
And some of them end up surprisingly normal.
How'd you do that? And then, like, either they're self-loathing or narcissists.
They're all pilled up, and they've been living in fucking Hollywood for too long.
Yeah.
And everybody there is a sociopath. So it's like,
why not be a sociopath?
It rubs off. Yeah. Kevin Spacey likes it.
Yeah. He seemed to like it.
He went full House of Cards. He never came back from that.
Yeah. Yeah. He's not going to make it back from that one, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
He's probably living in France with Roman Polanski in a mountain somewhere.
Yeah. He's saving up some cash, put a down payment on Little St. James.
Yeah. But Epstein Island.
Yeah. Which is good because he needs a fucking tan. Your powder? Like you can't have.
Which is unfortunate about Kevin Spacey because he was a really fucking good actor.
I mean,
there's some monumental roles that he did, you know?
Yeah, you can be a good actor and also an insane person.
And be a total douche.
Or, psychopath. Fucking creepy. Yeah. He's on a list somewhere. Luckily, took that book from Ghislaine, never to be seen again.
Oh yeah, the got charged with trafficking minors to nobody.
Yeah,
knows who them folks were.
Funny thing I'm pretty sure that some people knew. They had a list, and these people have either gotten really sad and killed themselves.
I feel like there would be many a record because a lot of you're going to have flights. You know, and the FFA actually requires that you keep a log of all your passengers.
And I wonder,
your plane plummets into the ocean, they know who were on the manifest. They call that the manifest.
Yeah, so that means every flight, the only plane stuff, there's VFR flights and IFR flights. IFR flights are like when you get on Southwest and go visit your family in Biloxi. VFR is more like if you're in like a Cessna and you're flying around, and you're not really like you can have like a flight following, so the air traffic controller follows you, like you said, in case shit goes down. But even then, if you stay below a certain altitude, it might be. I know it's at least 10,000 for VFR, but it might be like if you stay lower than that, like I don't know if you have to have like a flight following if you could just fly somewhere.
Well,
I'm sure plenty of people take off from the airport and everything. And, obviously you're landing somewhere that's not going to care, but you're taking off from somewhere.
Right.
I'm sure.
And you're going to have to land back in the same place that cares.
Yeah. Or maybe, I don't know. It's like Colombia had a whole bunch of cocaine smugglers and they seem to do a pretty good job with that.
Yeah, they did all right.
Plane. So there's got to be ways around.
A lot of them just pushed it out the back.
Yeah.
And just kept flying and landed somewhere else with nothing.
Yeah.
That's the smart way
it. That's why all the fish are really energetic.
I think the Reverend Horton Heat wrote a song called Bells of Cocaine. He talks about the song kind of goes about how one day he was working on his farm and then all of a sudden from the sky came the bells of cocaine. Pretty humorous song, actually.
That would be some shit out there in the
anybody
farm,
doesn't know who the Reverend Horton Heat is. He is a rockabilly artist.
Yeah,
been around for a while. He's got some pretty cool songs like Bales of Cocaine.
Yeah. I don't know. You could put cocaine into a round bale, like something you'd put up in the old barn.
Yeah, I don't know.
To get you through the winter. Yeah. Just your bale of cocaine. You and your bale of cocaine versus the world.
Well, he's like, in the song, he's like, he shows it to his brother or his friend or something in the song. And he's like, he goes, that's some blow. We're going to make a million.
Yeah, like, keep that Patrick shit under wraps. Because the more people you tell, unless it's going to be a secret. You're going to go to prison for the rest of your life. That was free. Somebody dropped it on my property. Therefore, I now legally own it.
Let's see if we can get the old Patrick in on maybe on some of this. Let's see.
What, did he hang up already?
Well, I didn't answer it.
Yeah, okay.
So I'm going to message back so we're podcasting. I didn't want to bomb him,
Well, he's free to be like, fuck you guys.
Yeah. I'll see if he wants in.
Yeah. For it. Yeah, some really energetic aquatic life down there. Anytime
I bet you. Yeah, sure there is.
Some fish is going to start nibbling on it.
I think I read somewhere like a headline that said that at the Playboy Mansion, even the dogs were hooked on coke.
Yeah.
Speaking of like actors and comedians and whatnot, here's an interesting fact. When Danny DeVito auditioned to play the surly, sarcastic cab dispatcher on Taxi, he decided to walk into the audition in character to try to make an impression.
Yeah.
The producers are all sitting there. I stand in the doorway with the script in my hand, look at them and say, one thing I want to know before we start, who wrote this shit? That was a split second where it could have gone either way. Well,
yeah, it's ballsy, and you know, people could take it too seriously. And like, this motherfucker. But the good thing is acting was,
An iconic character, Louie on Taxi, Danny DeVito was great. That cast was all pretty good on there,
actually. He just has, like, even the, he is a nice guy in real life, but he has the general, like, acting demeanor and look of a grizzled New York City cab driver.
Yeah, somebody who's just pissed.
Doesn't have time for this shit.
Riga, get over here! The hell is wrong with him? You ain't going anywhere. You're going to be right here driving a cab. And then, of course, Andy Kaufman was on there. And, he was Latka. Thank you very much.
And DeVito went on to be Frank Reynolds. And so it's
funny. Yeah, and, had some decent movies, too, out there, too,
Yeah, like Gone Fishing. No, that was Joe Pesci.
That was Joe Pesci.
Now he was the penguin.
He was the penguin. He made a great penguin. Throw Mama from the Train.
Yeah, that was a good movie.
That was a good one with Billy Crystal. Yeah, Billy Crystal. And then the mom from Goonies.
Oh yeah,
can't remember that girl's name, that lady's name, but God,
yeah, she was in a few movies.
She was in a few. I think she was maybe in Every Which Way But Loose too, with Clint Eastwood and the orangutan.
Throw Mama from the Train.
Yeah, great. It was good.
Forgot about that movie.
Then, of course, I think he made some. Cameos on Cheers, because he was married to Rhea Perlman.
Who
played the waitress.
He was married to her.
Yeah, he was married. He is still married to her, I believe. Oh, shit. We don't want to forget about Twins with Arnold Schwarzenegger. They were twins.
No,
we're twins. Horrible movie. So not every movie's great.
Yeah.
But Get Shorty. There you go.
That's better. Yeah, not everyone's gonna be a slam dunk,
We got Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito.
Yeah.
And they're twins. Get it?
Arnold was too busy banging his maid to read the script.
Arnold said he had to have sex at least 3 or 4 times a day.
Yeah.
It was necessary.
Blame him. Otherwise, he starts getting starts getting agitated. Yeah.
All right. Let's see if we can get old Patrick on the phone here. Figure out the best way to go about this.
So he's joining in.
Yeah. Oh, don't shut down. Don't shut down, computer. Freaked me out.
Yeah. Mildly narcoleptic. Yeah. It's fine. I'm just going to shake it every once in a while.
Well, I don't want to, cut off the feed or something.
Yeah.
All right. Why don't you call him, all right?
My battery is not high up. Yeah. Yeah, I neglected to charge it. I was watching bullshit YouTube videos.
Bringing Patrick in live via satellite from the Irish bunker.
Yeah, somebody's satellite.
Top of the evening to you.
Yeah, what's going on, man?
Not me, not much.
Welcome to the podcast.
Excrement Smithers.
Yeah, how you coming? How you doing?
Fair to Midland, I reckon.
Yeah.
Fair to Midland.
Yeah, it's a nice place this time of year.
Yeah, we were just sitting around talking about Bob Saget and Danny DeVito.
Yeah, R.I.P.
Yeah.
Yeah, sad days. Lots of people fucking taking the dirt nap.
Yep, checking out.
Yeah.
Starts with Betty White.
Wow.
Yeah, at the same time, she's 99 years old. Well, she's almost triple digits.
She's only 99. I mean, my gosh, she's supposed to live to be at least 100 now.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if she had lived longer. I'm just like, yeah, it's like it's Betty White. It's just her and the floating Joan Rivers head from Futurama.
Right.
I figured, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
I figured, you know, she would have kept living, been the last human on Earth.
Right.
Everyone else is like an Elon Musk, Zuckerberg robot. We're all living in the metaverse.
the metaverse.
She'd be out there like Neo.
The metaverse.
Where you can
bullets.
Be, where you can be anything. You don't even have to get out of your chair.
No.
you don't even need a Tesla.
That's right. Well, you don't even need to drive.
I imagine at that point, when you get far enough into the future, you know, those chairs are going to be kind of speedy. I mean, they got to be. They got to up the top speed on those fucking things. Let's be honest. By the time I get old enough to use one, I'm going to want to, you know.
I'm going to need something a little faster.
I need a wheelchair Hyperloop.
I'm going to ask for like the go-kart version of it.
Actually, yeah, fuck it, just make one.
I wonder what happened to his big experiment with the tube going, you know, under the desert from like New Mexico to California.
Yeah,
high speed.
Oh,
monorail.
Because who?
Monorail.
Because so many people need to immediately be in New Mexico from California, or vice versa.
Yeah. High-speed tunnel train.
I need to see the set of Breaking Bad now.
Let's start digging now, so we can have it done by the time our. I don't know. The next century.
By the time we've made it to Mars and we've already colonized.
And then go through all the corruption that'll be in the funding of it.
Right. Meanwhile, really what they should have done is just, you know what, they should have had some experts from the Mexican mafia, you know, since they built tunnels up in
well,
KFC
they are good at it.
Bell in Arizona.
They are crafty.
Yeah, I don't know if they want their blueprints getting out there.
Yeah.
I don't know if they.
I'm not against the high speed rail across the United States. You know, why not? You know,
sure, but
I don't think digging a tunnel is.
To do, I think right
is the right answer. Yeah. I mean, at least through Kansas. Like if you got to go to like to Colorado, you don't have to go through Kansas.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, let's make a
break up the sleepy drive through Kansas.
Yeah, there
your
you go.
Your car just goes with you like a ferry.
You're just chasing the sun across the.
It's like, I'm taking an 8-hour nap. But it'd be like
what
four if you're in the high.
Absolutely nothing.
Oh, God. No, that's where your car breaks down.
Yeah, you're right.
I don't know. I don't mind an old Midwest bypass, you know, tunnel to throw on the autopilot, go to bed.
Yeah.
Yeah, wake up and you're broken down underground. Like, that's good. But, you know, to avoid all those tornadoes and flats, flat areas.
Cornfields and sunflowers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Soybeans.
Kansas was scenic in its own way, but
barns
it's like
and
there's,
silos.
There's not a wide
variance. I actually stopped in Hayes, Kansas, which is where Bob Dole was from and had dinner at the
Bob
diner.
Bob Dole.
Where had dinner at his at the diner in his hometown.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I think it was the only thing there. And a silo and a bar. A silo and a bar and a couple guys sitting out on a porch.
The
going,
remnants
uh-huh.
of the Bob Dole legacy.
Uh-huh. They're here to see that. They're here. They think Bob Dole's here.
And lo and behold, the two guys on the porch, it was Bartles and James.
Yeah, it's Bartles and James. Selling wine coolers. Handed me a wine cooler.
We're back.
Bob Dole's only here on Tuesdays.
The fifth Tuesday of every month.
I mean, like, he was kind of like a 21-year-old named Chad. Oh, he referred to himself in the third person sometimes.
Right.
Bob Dole.
Yeah.
Yes, that's you.
Yeah, speaking of which, Norm MacDonald, he's pushing daisies too.
Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah, we're losing
he
the.
Was that recently, or am I like 2 years behind? I may be.
Not 2 years. I mean, I don't really have a good concept of time. So it could have been 6 minutes or 6 months. But any time outside of that, I'm sure that it's, you know, it's not that. So it's I think it's
recent-ish.
Yeah. But yeah, that really sucked. He was good. Yeah. Just playing fucking Burt Reynolds on a Celebrity Jeopardy.
Turd Ferguson.
Yeah, a big hat. It's funny.
I had to plug a microphone in for you.
Oh, yeah. Wait a minute, is the microphone?
I got to turn it up. Let's see. There you go.
Let's do give, a test here.
Give Patrick.
Patrick, you're getting your own microphone. You've been upgraded.
Yeah.
Ooh, wow. Remote.
Welcome to first. Now it's remote. I feel like we're leaving a like a ransom message. We got to have the cell phone in a different location with a microphone transmission
to a
different location. You got to spoof
it. Have the cell phone on speakerphone and then put a speaker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Keep them on their toes and you demand the $2 million.
we've got an Irishman. Click.
Well, it's like you've won this one.
That's actually a Dave Chappelle joke. Well, he said, you know, he goes, terrorists don't take black people's hostage.
Oh, God.
He's like, we have two black people. Click.
He's got a point. It's like, unless it's somebody prominent, which I mean, I guess is the case, you know, most times. I would say now at this point they would just have little regard for anybody who doesn't, you know, who's not famous for something or has a shitload of money. Like anyone else is like, right. How much will you give us? We're like, nothing. We're just gonna leave them.
Yeah,
it's fine. We're sick of chasing after people, helping them and shit. I don't have time for that. This is your fault for going to Bolivia and going off the tourist path.
Yeah, don't go. Don't stay on the main road and around the hotels.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Don't let the cab driver take you the special way.
I remember this way. It sure is taking a long time.
Oh, who are these fellows with the Uzis?
I've seen a video.
Oh, God.
Not too long ago. It was probably like 2 weeks ago. There was some tourists there in someplace in Mexico or something like that, and they accidentally kind of drove into a cartel area, and they were shitting bricks because one of the cartel guys would, like, stay there. They stopped them, and there's a couple of them there, and they just like, the cartel guys are nice enough to inform them that this is an area, you know, like basically this is their area, and they're like, nope, yep, I'm sorry, nope, that's
yeah,
fine.
Yeah,
that's
we're out of here, okay. we're taking off. Don't right you worry. Right.
At the
we're
same,
good.
At the same time, they're like, are they gonna let us go or not? And they let, you know, let them go because they don't want to have the optics of killing tourists, stuff like that. But at the same time, it's like you don't really know. So it's like, I'm sure they were like, oh, I'm gonna die. Second, this is it. Jeffrey, knows? I knew we shouldn't have taken that trip.
they don't want any unnecessary entanglements too. They're like, yeah. Here's some fuck. These gringos, they show up at the gate. We're like, oh, ASA, you mucho bad news here. You want to turn around.
Yeah, you want to turn around.
It could be just some stupid ass American. Yeah. You guys got cocaine?
Yeah. So you're eating at a Mexican restaurant, and the waitress comes up, and she's, "What would you like to drink?" And you say, "I'd like a Pepsi." "We have Coke." Okay, I'll take a gram of that and a Pepsi.
Man, I'm gonna get a delicious second place beverage and also some cocaine. Because I mean, nobody.
I'm gonna eat these burritos really quickly and go out and do stuff.
I think anybody I know
immediately have the shits.
I mean, they're both, let's be honest, they're both unhealthy, you know, scumbag, you know, companies. But at the same time, anybody I know that declares Pepsi as the best, they all look like Michael Moore.
Yeah.
Like, they're all
Diet Pepsi.
Oh, yes. They bear the face of that.
They're just Jabba the Hutt-esque people.
Ready for the metaverse.
And it's, you know, I don't know if you can claim the number one spot at that point.
All right. Well, Michael hang Moore. In there, Patrick. We're coming up on 30 minutes, so we're going to take a break, but hang on there on the phone, all right? We're going to talk to you. Hold on. All right.